Agricultural programs are made possible by Auditory Care Center, an independent hearing care center serving Champaign, Piatt, Ford, Vermilion, and other East Central Illinois counties. Auditory Care Center offers hearing evaluations as well as selection, fitting, and repair of hearing aids at 892-5959 in Rantoul.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening Commodity Market Report. Let's go ahead and look at the composite trade in Kansas City. May wheat, 747 and a quarter up 3. July, 752 and a half up 3. May wheat in Chicago, 718 and three quarters up 6. July, 719 up 6. May corn, 724 and a quarter, now a half up 4 and a half. July, 707 and a half up 4 and a quarter. December at 560 and a half is down 1 and a half. Go out to July of 14, it's 581 and a half down a half. May soybeans 1412 and a quarter up 2 and a half. July 1395 up a half. November 1255 and three quarters down 2 and three quarters. May soybean meal 41450. Now 60 up 130. May soybean oil 49.56 down 12 cents. April live cattle 126.25 up 20. March feeders 136.30 down 40. And April lean hogs 79.42 and a half, and they are up 2 and a half.
Support for today's broadcast comes from ADM, now providing a new mobile site, FarmerView, for up-to-date futures, weather, market commentary, and local bids. Available at adm.com/farmerview.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
You know, we've been talking and putting out some rhetoric that planting down under, and I mean in southern parts of our country, are running behind schedule, that it was wet, that it was cold, that in the next 10 or 12 days, some producers are going to have to make some decisions, maybe get off corn and onto some other crop, soybeans, sorghum, cotton, peanuts, something else. And then we got the numbers from USDA yesterday afternoon on planting progress. Mississippi, 13% corn planted versus 4%, which is the five-year average. Louisiana, 56% corn planted versus 21% for its five-year average. Texas, 42% planted versus 33% for its five-year average. The only state that is significantly lagging at this point is Georgia. They're at 5% planted versus 13% for the five-year average. Could you help me understand what's going on?
Well, I think that those states have made some pretty good progress, Dave. And I think if you remember what John Bondurant said when he was up here at the All Day Outlook meeting, he would like to have been in the field in his Mississippi and Arkansas farms, and he hasn't been able to. And he's continuing to stay that way in that area. So we are seeing some delayed planting in part of the Mid-South. I talked to some of our customers in Arkansas yesterday, and basically they sent all their seed corn back, and they're going to plant Milo on those acres because their pollination period will be, had they planted the corn, would have been through some of the hottest parts of summer, and Milo takes the heat better. So there are some areas that are behind, that are feeling that their moisture and soil temperatures are cold enough that they aren't going to get corn in the ground in the next 5 to 10 days, and they are switching from corn either back to beans or to sorghum.
So in another, and we look at the 10-day outlook, and there, it does appear to be that there will be periods of rain and continued coolness down there, which is not beneficial to soil temperatures, especially at the 4-inch depth. We're looking at those soil temperature maps, and we're seeing a lot of 30s and early and 40 degree soil temperatures. Can't plant corn on those kind of conditions. So can we begin even at this early time to sort of kind of look out there into the future and see about what we might lose in acreage?
You know, what we're going to lose is that's a hard thing to say right now. I mean, it still says March on my calendar, and the majority of the major Midwest doesn't plant yet. I mean, we think about it. We've done it last year. We were so early, and we revert back to thinking what we did last year. Well, last year was an anomaly, Dave, so along the way. But, you know, we're going to lose We're probably not at that 100 million acres because of what we're going to lose in Arkansas, Kentucky, and Tennessee because of that. But, you know, are we below the 97 million acres or what? I can't say for sure. I think it's going to depend on what our planting season is here in Illinois, Iowa, Indiana, and Ohio.
Also on that report, we got wheat crop conditions, and we were looking at Kansas, and they just got a 2% improvement in good to excellent, but remain 29% poor and very poor. And we also look at their topsoil, 42% very short, compared 41% last week, 13% last year. How come the spreads aren't showing this?
Well, I think if you look at the wheat here today, Dave, we're up 8.75, up 8.25 on the July. So we are seeing a little bit of rebound on that wheat and that way. We are seeing a lot of wheat move into the feed market here right now. Of course, you know, when the one rail system cut their rates to move into the cattle feeding areas, well, we saw quite an influx there. And the wheat is following the corn as a feed grain here right now. We're going to have to use a lot of wheat to make up for our shortage of corn this year.
Should not hard red grow gain on Chicago?
Well, we would think so. I mean, the hard red wheat is a much shorter crop, but the demand right now actually has been more for the soft red in the feed market rather than the milling quality right now. So we've seen the little oomph in business has actually been for feed wheat rather than the milling wheat right now.
Let's turn our attention to corn and look at December's contract in particular, where today's price action has futures quietly climbing its way above a 50% Fibonacci retracement. That is from the November highs through the January lows, and that is pretty significant, I would think.
Oh, it's very significant as we break through our resistance points and what we're looking at there, and for a chance to bounce on back a little bit. You know, as we look here, it seems like that time period that in about 2-3 weeks when we get to change back to closing in the morning is a good thing to do, because that's when it seems like the locals or the computer people seem to want to sell the market off and try to scare everyone, and it's when the floor opens is when we see a little oomph back into things. So it's going to be a nice change to get back to being closed during those really, really slow hours.
Do you think now that based on the action we see today, if we hold these gains, that you could make a case for 731 or 743 December corn, something like that?
Did you say 7 in front of that?
A 7, yeah.
Not in my world quite yet, Dave.
I'm looking at front end at the moment.
Okay. No,
May.
Okay.
Sorry, May.
That's why we request. Yes, I mean, basically we went off in the, we went 745, a high there. The day that the march went off,
right.
And the 7:30 like that. Yes, that's the goal, to go back to there. That's what we always talk about, the tight cash market that's inverse and tightly cash held. So that was the goal, is go back and touch that. Whether we'll stay there or break on through, it's going to be a very big point if we could break on higher than that. But I think that we've got probably a 70% chance of going back and touching that.
Yeah, to touch on that December contract, and I was saying December, I was meaning May. But December at 561 is at a level that if we could get through would be pretty important, I would say.
You know, that's back when we need to push. I think that's right around the 100-day moving average.
Yeah.
Push back on up through the 200-day moving average. That would be very significant. You know, and all along, like we say, as we push things back a little bit, as we talk about the you know, the drought conditions out west and a few things going on, and if we could get the ethanol plants back to running, would all be a help to that December corn.
Thank you much, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. By the way, it's National Ag Day. It's a day of celebration of agriculture, and we want to tip our hat this morning, Todd and I. He's out in Costa Rica. You will hear from him this afternoon on the closing market report from there. But tip our hat this morning to all of the people who support this radio station and its agricultural programming. We do appreciate all your efforts. Happy Ag Day, everyone. Let's look at the current marketplace. in May corn, the futures there, 726 and three quarters, up 6 3/4. December, 561 and a quarter, down 3/4. May soybeans, 1412 and a half, down 3. November, 1255, down 3 1/2. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.